You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
And it's that time once again, MLB.com Extras, the Texas Rangers edition. I'm Dave Raymond with T.R. Sullivan. And T.R., the Rangers suddenly have shown life. They've won six in a row. I've got them, I think, at 14 wins in the last 21 games. What has happened to the Texas Rangers?
Well, Dave, I think their pitching has been a little better, starting pitching especially. Nick Martinez, Gallardo, Colby Lewis have pitched well. Wandy Rodriguez has been terrific. Their bullpen has been much better lately. Neftali Feliz is on the disabled list, and Sean Tolleson has taken over as the closer. Ross Ohlendorf has taken on a more prominent role in the bullpen. The left-handers, Alex Claudio and Sam Freeman, are pitching better. Offensive has been great lately. Prince Fielder has been hitting well all year, but you know, you're starting to see Shin-Soo Chu pick it up. Delino DeShield has been terrific. Mitch Moreland has been good since he came back on the from the disabled list. You know, they're just hitting the ball the way they expect to do, even a little bit better. So you throw all those in there, and you know, they've been a little more consistent, and they're just playing better baseball.
Yeah, how much of some of the lineup tinkering in recent weeks, especially with regard to Leonis Martin, how much of a difference do you think any of that has made?
Well, I think the big guy has been Delino DeShield. I mean, he's been terrific. Speed, hitting the ball, bunting, doing all the right things, playing good defense. I think he's been a big boost to that outfield. And to the top of the lineup, you know, they've moved Leonis down to the middle or lower half of the order. And just let Delino take over at the top, and Delino's been doing a great job.
Yeah, this offense had 40 runs in the last four games. That's impressive. Prince Fielder is hot as anybody in baseball, and we've seen some real hot bats in the American League. In fact, in the American League West, Nelson Cruz primarily comes to mind. But right now, I don't know if there's anybody swinging it quite like Prince Fielder. And you've seen some guys get on some streaks before. There is something about Prince, though. I mean, when he's locked in like he is right now, boy, he's a special one to watch.
Well, he did a great job early in the season of, you know, going the other way, not trying to reload his power too quickly after last year's surgery. Didn't try to go too fast out of the box, and I think that really helped him. Got his batting average way up there, had a lot of success just hitting the ball the other way. And I think that just allowed him to slowly get back into the groove rather than just trying to rush it back. And I think you're seeing the result of that. I think you've just seen a guy who's, you know, really comfortable, really confident, over his injury problems, being patient at the plate, and just letting the power come naturally rather than trying to, you know, be the big power hitting guy right from the beginning.
Yeah, what a difference this team has made in recent weeks. They look a whole lot different than they did at the beginning of the year. And, you know, both in terms of the way they've played, but now with the makeup on the field, Josh Hamilton activated in Cleveland and now with the ball club. How much of an impact do you see him making early on here?
Not much early on. I think it's going to take him a while to get back into the groove. I think he's got a lot of work ahead of him. He's only had 13 games on rehab assignment, had no spring training, coming off a couple of tough years in Anaheim. And, Dave, I really think it's what we talked about with Prince Fielder. I think Josh has to take the same route. I think he just needs to be patient, you know, go the other way, you know, take the singles, you know, don't try to be the big power hitter right away. Just take what they give you, go use the whole field, and the power will come. Yeah, I think Prince offered just a great blueprint for what Josh should do coming back from this injury.
You know, you probably haven't had a whole lot of opportunity to spend time with him as he's just recently rejoined the team, but anything standing out? Anything? Just comments, the way he's carrying himself, just his general demeanor. Noticing anything different about Josh Hamilton, or is this the same guy?
I think the big thing Josh has to do is stop talking about the Anaheim Angels. I think he's got to get that out of his system. I mean, that's not doing anybody any good. Not doing the Rangers good. Not doing the Angels good. Not doing him any good. You know, the Angels gave him a big contract. He didn't play well for 2 years. He had some personal issues that the Angels didn't like. They decided to trade him. They traded him to the Rangers. That's where he wants to be. He's happy to be here. You know, I think the big thing right now is Josh Hamilton needs to stop talking about the Anaheim Angels.
Yeah, interesting. The Rangers, have they entertained it all? You know, Johnny Nairn's name comes up. You know, he was the guy, the accountability coach, whatever, companion in years past. It seemed to, that relationship seemed to work out well. Have they entertained or discussed it all, and, you know, any provisions like that for him this time around?
Well, Shane Kelly is another guy that Josh has relied on in the past. He's with Josh now. I think Johnny Nairn is, you know, kind of getting on with his own baseball career. I think Shane will be there with Josh Hamilton. We have a gentleman by the name of Roy Silver in the organization. He was instrumental with Josh early in his recovery. I think they have those two guys there. He has his teammates. He has, you know, a lot of other things going for him. I think from that standpoint, this should work out. If it doesn't, I don't know if anybody's going to be able to take the blame but Josh. But, you know, from all intents and purposes, it seems that Josh is determined to, you know, do the right thing again.
Yeah, yeah. What kind of response do you think he's going to get on Thursday when the team comes back home?
Great one. I think he'll get a great one. Yeah. I think people are going to remember the great times. I think they're going to remember who he was. You know, I don't see any negative. There might be a few negatives, but I think it'll be overwhelmingly positive. Knowing the Ranger fans, knowing how they forgive players in the past. You know, a lot of these guys have come back. Juan Gonzalez has come back. Ruben Sear has come back. I think it'll be an overwhelming positive response for Josh.
Yeah. You know, sometimes when you know, somebody of his profile and situation, if they rejoin a team, you can see where there would be the potential for it to be a distraction to a team. Had the team maybe not turned things around as dramatically as they had recently, you know, that might have even been a possibility. But now it seems to be kind of the opposite. To me, it seems as if he's just sort of this, you know, piling on addition to this momentum that they've got going all of a sudden, and he's just another reason for everybody to be raw and excited and not a distraction at all. In fact, he's able to kind of sneak in the side here while the team's getting all the attention for, you know, playing so much better. And am I reading too much into it, or do I have some sense for maybe how this is playing out?
Well, I think one thing is the Rangers have a lot of tight B players as far as personality. You look at Prince Fielder, he's very laid back. Adrian Beltre, Elvis Andrus the same way. Mitch Moreland, I mean, there's four key guys there. I mean, you know, there's not a lot of guys who are going to get upset, agitated, or distracted by a lot of things. They just don't do that. It's just kind of the players that the Rangers have on their team right now. So, you know, it was like last year when people asked, what happened, Ron Washington, distraction? And I said, you know, there are a lot of guys who need to be worried about themselves. You know, they don't need to be worried about Josh Hamilton, or they don't need to be worried about Ron Washington. They don't need to be worried about, you know, Rob Manfred or anything else, pace of play or anything like that. They just need to be worried about what they're supposed to be doing. That's playing good baseball. And for the majority of the Rangers, that's what they need to be doing. And for the leaders, you know, Beltre, Andrus, Moreland, Prince Fielder, they're so laid back that they're not going to let this thing be a distraction.
Yeah. Feliz, did this come as any kind of surprise? And how long do you expect he'd be out?
Who's that?
Neftali Feliz.
Oh, Neftali Feliz, yeah. I mean, yeah, that came as a surprise. I don't think it'll be out too long. We knew he hadn't pitched in a few days, but there were no arm injuries. There were no sign of arm injuries. So, yeah, I think this is just something that cropped up out of a sudden. And, no, I did not expect him to be out a long time.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, it has been – something fun to watch his Rangers play baseball recently, TR, and very interesting getting back into this race. Look forward to talking more ball with you again next week.
Okay, thanks, Dave.
You bet. TR Sullivan, MLB.com Extras, the Texas Rangers edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.